So let's review. The Mishnah Daf Mem Hei ruled, Chashad ala Shvuah Shekeneged Nishba Benoitel. If we suspect that the defendant might swear falsely, the claimant swears and collects. However, if Hoyishnein Chashudin Chazra Hashvuah L'Mekayma, Div Reb Yosi. If both the defendant and the claimant are suspected of swearing falsely, the oath returns to its rightful place. The Gemara will explain this ruling. However, Reb Meir Oimei Achleiku, they cannot swear, and so they divide the disputed sum. The Gemara cites another version of the Mishnah. Hoyishnein Chashudin Chazra Hashvuah L'Mekayma, Div Reb Meir, Reb Yosi Oimei Achleiku. Interchanging the opinions, and relates that Avad Rav Nachman Ubdu Yachleiku, Rav Nachman ruled that they divide the disputed sum. The Gemara now cites two opinions in explanation of Chazra Hashvuah L'Mekayma. Lahechen Chazra, where does the oath revert to? Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel Amru, Chazra Shvuah L'Sinai. Rabbi Seinu Shebaretz Yisrael Amru, Chazra Shvuah L'Mechoyevla. Now Chum and Babel ruled that the oath reverts to the original oath of the Torah given at Sinai, which forbids stealing. In other words, Bezin does not administer an oath, nor enforce payment. And if the defendant owes the money, he will be dealt with Menashemayim for his transgression. While the Chum and Eretz Yisrael hold that the oath reverts to the defendant because it was originally his obligation, and since he cannot swear to exempt himself from payment, he must pay. The Gemara elaborates and identifies Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel as Rabbi Shmuel, and Rabbi Seinu Shebaretz Yisrael as Rabbi Abba, based on their following rulings. Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel, Rabbi Shmuel, because the Mishnah Daf Memhei said, V'chein ha'yisayman, lo yifru ele b'shvuah, even orphans can only collect with an oath. And the Gemara later explains that this refers to V'chein ha'yisayman, min ha'yisayman, lo yifru ele b'shvuah. Even the lender's orphans can only collect from the borrower's orphans with an oath that to the best of their knowledge, the debt is still unpaid, as the Mishnah there explains. However, Rabbi Shmuel, who were from Bavel, explained, Lo yishanu ele shemes malva b'chaya loiva. Alvames loiva b'chaya malva, k'ran eschayiv malva l'bnei loiva shvua, ve'in ha'da meiri shvua l'banav. They can collect with a shvua only if the lender died before the borrower. However, if the borrower died before the lender, since at that time the lender himself was obligated to swear to the orphans with certainty that the debt had not yet been paid, his orphans are also obligated in this shvua. However, since they cannot swear with certainty that the debt was not paid, they cannot collect. This case of Yisayim is akin to Shnein Chashudin in that neither side can make the Shavuah, and therefore Bezin does nothing, hence Rabbi Seinu Shebabavel, Rabbi Shmuel. And Rabbi Seinu Shebaretz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba, based on the well-known case of Naschah de Rabbi Abba, Masechta Baba Basra, which the Gemara relates here as well. And Rabbi Abba, who is from Eretz Yisrael, ruled, Havim Mechuyiv Shavuah, She'en Yoch L'Shava, V'chal Mechuyiv Shavuah, Ve'en Yoch L'Shava, Mishalom. He's obligated to swear to contradict the Eid Echad and exempt himself from payment, but since he cannot do so, he must pay. Likewise, in our case of Shnei Chashudin, the original Chiv Shvuah is on the nit for the defendant, and since he cannot swear, he must pay, hence Rabbi Seinu Shebaretz Yisrael, Rabbi Abba. The Gemara cites a braisa that agrees with Rabbi Abba. The pasuk says, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneim, and we expound, V'loi Bein HaYershin, the heirs do not swear to each other. And the Gemara explains that they claimed, Monu La'abba B'yad Avicha, your father owed our father money. And the others responded, Cham Shen Yodana V'cham Shen Lo Yodana. We know he owed 50, but we do not know about the other 50. Apparently, Aviv ki agavna michayev istzach kro lemifter gabe yershin. If the father had been alive, he would be a moedib miktzas and obligated to swear regarding the other part. However, since he cannot swear because he said he was not sure about the other part, according to Rabbi Abba, he is therefore obligated to pay. Likewise, the heirs cannot swear either, and so they too would have to pay. Therefore, we need the pasuk to exempt them from this oath and as a result from payment. However, Rabbi Shmuel interpreted this pasuk differently as Shimon ben Tarfon Omer, Shvuas Hashem Tiyah Bein Shneim, Melamed Shashvuah Chala Al Shneim. Both the defendant and the claimant are responsible if the defendant swears falsely because the claimant caused the defendant to swear falsely, for he should have been more careful with whom he entrusts his money. The Mishnah continues, V'chen v'ni al pinkasi keitzad. What is the case when a storekeeper swears and collects? Lo yishayim lo yikaziv al pinkasi shatachayiv l'masayim zuz. The storekeeper cannot tell someone, it's written in my ledger that you owe me 200 zuz, and then swear and collect. Rather, elo oimer loy ten libni sasayim chitin, ten lepoili selamois. If someone asks the storekeeper to give his son 2 saw of wheat, or to give his worker a sela in change, on credit. And hu oimer nesati ve'en oimer loy netalnu, if the storekeeper claims that he gave it, while they claim they never received it, hu nishba v'naitel ve'hen nishba v'naitlin. The storekeeper and the workers both swear to their claims and collect from the employer. However, Amr ben Anas, Ketzad Eilu Ve'eilu Boin Ladei Shvuah Shav, how can we have them both swear if one of them is certainly swearing falsely? Rather, Elohu Neitel Shalei B'Shvuah Ve'hein Neitel Shalei B'Shvuah, they can both collect without swearing. Now, Rebbe commented, Terech Shvuah Zulama, why should we burden them with this oath if one party will certainly swear falsely? And the Gemara offers 2 interpretations of this comment. Poyelin Nishboin L'chenveni. He disagrees with the Rabbanan and with Benanas and holds that the workers swear to the storekeeper that they did not receive it and collect from him. And the storekeeper can then demand payment from the employer. Poilim nishboin lebal habayis b'mayim and chenveni. The workers swear to the employer that they did not receive it and they collect from him in accordance with the opinion of the Rabbanan. However, they must do so in the presence of the storekeeper, so they should be embarrassed from him and refrain from swearing falsely. The Gemara begins an apparently unrelated discussion. Machlekes whether contradictory witnesses are later believed in other cases, which it will then relate to our Mishnah. Itmar, shtei kitei edim hamechisha zu azu. If two pairs of witnesses contradict each in one case, each pair separately is later believed in other cases, but one witness from each pair cannot combine to testify together, since one of them certainly testified falsely. However, Rav Chisda Amar, since one pair certainly lied, neither is believed in other cases. And the Gemara elaborates with various scenarios. Shnei Malvin v'shnei Lovin v'shnei Shtaris, Hainu Pluktayu. If these two pairs of witnesses sign separate documents for two loans of two different sets of debtors and creditors, this is precisely the case of their machlekes. Malva v'leva v'shnei shtaris, yad balashtar al tachtoina. If they sign separate documents recording two loans between the same debtor and creditor, the creditor cannot claim both debts, since we know that only one document is valid, therefore he can only collect the lesser debt. Shnei malvin v'leva echad v'shnei shtaris, hayna masnitin. If they sign separate documents recording two loans between two creditors and the same debtor, this is precisely the case of our Mishnah with the Chenveni, where there is one defendant and yet we allow them both to swear, therefore, according to Rav Huna, they are both valid. The Gemara asks, however, Shnei Lavin Umalva Echad Vashnei Shtaris Mai. If they sign separate documents recording two loans between two debtors and the same creditor, what's the halacha? Can each debtor push him off by saying perhaps the witnesses on my document are disqualified? The Gemara answers, take leaving the matter unresolved.